recommendations for fishing year 2024 and 2025 ABCs, period, and strike would be adopted. Leave 2025 ABCs, then just change it to be adopted in a future action.
Yeah, it should say and if warranted. What do you think, Dr. O'Keefe? Come on down.
Thank you. I am a little confused here about what the SSC can do. So this, the way it reads, says that the SSC would be evaluating a modification to a rebuilding plan to potentially set catch advice for 2 years. Is the council planning to make a modification to the rebuilding plan that you're asking the SSC to evaluate? Or are you asking the SSC to make a modification to an established rebuilding plan?
Go ahead, Mr. Nice.
So if I might speak for the council, I think what I was trying to write into the motion, perhaps not very clearly, is that the council is considering a change to their rebuilding plan, and they're asking for us to see advice on that change that's being considered. And so they're asking, the change that's being considered is we're going to change the F rebuild for 2 years, and we're asking the SSC, what are the risks and of that, and what are the, basically, what are the social, economic, and biological risks of modification to the rebuilding plan, which is something the SSC has provided advice on before. And I get your point about the timing. I don't know that it's appropriate for the SSC to say, oh, we don't think the risks are worth it, or we think the risks are worth it, so here's your new ABC. But I think we can probably work out the timing there a little bit later, perhaps. And I don't mean 10 o'clock tonight.
Just a quick follow-up. Thank you. That helps. That somewhat feels like a potential two-step process. Like you said, I think the timing could be worked out, but... again, just, you know, as Mr. Nies mentioned, bearing in mind priorities, please consider SSC priorities and meeting schedules as well. Thank you.
Okay. So, Mr. Pentney?
Yeah, thanks, Mr. Chairman. Just one additional thing, and maybe this goes without, so maybe it's understood, which in which case that's fine, but I want to make sure it is understood that because the first sentence of the motion only sets the FY23 ABC, it does so based on 70% of FMSY, what I would expect we'd get for this future action would be alternatives. What would be the ABCs at 70% of MSY for 2025 and 2024? And then, if possible, the ABCs at 75% FMSY for 2024 and 2025, present, and the SSC would present the risks to rebuilding with the latter, understanding that rebuilding otherwise would proceed under the 70%.
Okay, is that understood by everybody? Is it not understood by anybody? Go ahead, Doctor.
It is understood, and just so the council is aware of what was analyzed in Framework 61, similar to what you looked at for COD today, we looked at 50% FMSY, 70% FMSY, and 75% FMSY. So those options were analyzed in Framework 61.
Okay, any discussion on the motion on the board? From anyone on the council? And Joan or Juanita, could you just put at the very beginning, move in there somewhere. Anyone from the public? Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. George LaPointe with the Fisheries Survival Fund. Easy to come in after you've talked about it for half an hour. And I appreciate the conversation. Blue Harvest supports the motion. The intent to have a relook at Dwight Hake in the out years and make sure we keep the schedule on target for this year is a good thing. So thank you.
Ms. Odell.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Also just wanted to offer the support of the Northeast Seafood Coalition to look at White Hake in 2024-2025 as well. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else from the public? Mr. Lehman, to the motion on the board, the motion to amend, please.
Oh, I'm definitely for it. Like I said, last year I went out fishing for the exact same trip I did this week a year later. We went from 4,500 hake in the year 21 to 11,000 hake to the year 22. That's a 60% increase. Like I said, I mean, I'd like to see a lot more hake. I mean, pretty much everybody in the fleet, like I said, 3 weeks ago was in New Bedford. I mean, Gloucester, and there's 15 captains all offshore. Everybody, hands down, said the efforts of the entire fleet have been shifted. That was unanimous. There wasn't even a question. The whole fleet said the same thing. That's something, especially when you got 15 captains all agreeing on anything. I mean, yeah, but it brings it back down to the assessments, too. I mean, if you don't go back to the same place every year and check it, how do you know if you're going up or you're going down? You don't know where you're going if you don't know where you're starting from. That pretty much brings up my whole point. I mean, the whole point is if you don't go back, it's like chasing haddock. The only reason I'm good at chasing haddock is I learn the hot spots, and every year I go back to the same hot spots. That's why I have landings. You know, the trial and error goes a long ways, but like I said, when you're just throwing randomness into the order, that's not fishing. That's not how fish work. If fish were random like that, I mean, my life would be pretty easy, along with every other fisherman. But like I said, 21 years of fishing, no one ever really asks a fisherman anything. They just pass over a rule, and that's what you get. So, yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Lehman. Anybody else in the public? Back to the council. Any further discussion on the motion to amend? Okay, so I think I have to read it into the record. Is that right?
Yes, please.
Okay. Move that the council set the FY 2023 ABC for White Hake at 1,897 metric tons per the SSC recommendation in Framework 65. The council requests the SSC evaluate a modification to the rebuilding plan that uses 75% of FMSY in FY 2024 and 2025. The SSC should weigh risks to rebuilding progress as analyzed in Framework 61, along with socioeconomic impacts in a multi-species fishery, and, if warranted, propose to adopt revised FY 2024 and FY 2025 ABCs that would be adopted in a future action. Okay. Is there any opposition to this motion? Is there any abstentions? Seeing none, motion passes by unanimous consent. Mr. Bellavance. Now it's the main motion. Any discussion? Any objection? Any abstention? Main motion passes by unanimous consent. Mr. Bellavance.
Okay. Yep. I have this page left.
All right, you want to take 5 minutes?
Yes. Sure.
How about if we take 5 minutes?
Okay, thank you.
Five minutes. More or less. Okay, it's about 5 minutes, so come on back. Hey, Dan.
Close that door.
Please.
Call, boss.
Okay. Okay, Mr. Bellavance.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Moving along, if I have this correct, the next section we're going to talk about is the under revised specifications is the recreational catch target.
Before we move on to that, we'll need to consider section alternative two, option A. There's three options for Georges Bank Cod. And so we worked through Whitehake and Gulf of Maine Haddock, and now we'll...
You want to do the Georges Bank?
Yeah, Georges Bank Cod first.
I wasn't sure. On my paper, they're backwards, but that's fine. Okay, so a little change of plan. So we're going to address the ABC for Georges Cod. That was the third stock that we haven't approved for revised specifications. There's two alternatives in the document, and the committee did not make a recommendation on the ABC, so we'll have that discussion. Now.
Ms. Etrie?
So, specific to Georges Bank Cod, I have a motion prepared for a recommendation.
Okay.
Yeah. That the council select as the preferred alternative in section 4.2.2, alternative 2, revised specifications, options A2, set the Georges Bank Cod ABC for fishing year 2023 and 2024 at 904 metric tons. And if I get a second, I'll provide a rationale.
Do we have a second? Mr. Salerno?
Yes.
Okay, we have a second. Ms. Etrie.
Thanks. I would actually draw everyone's attention to the prepared documentation, the alternative documentation, page 7. I think that this is probably a much more succinct rationale than I could come up with, so I'll just read it. This option uses the most recent stock assessment in 2021 and additional relevant information as a basis for the ABC in fishing years 2023 and 2024. It would increase the ABC from 754 metric tons in fishing year 2022 to a constant ABC of 904 metric tons for fishing year 2023 and 2024. 904 metric tons is the average of the 2020 calendar year catch of Georges Bank Cod from the 2021 stock assessment, 1,053 metric tons, and the 2021 SSC catch advice 754, representing a linear decrease from the catch levels in the 2021 stock assessment. This option would result in a large reduction of the ABC for Georges Bank Cod from fishing year 2021 and is anticipated to support stock rebuilding by maintaining low catches relative to historic levels. This option is consistent with the 2022 SSC recommendation. National Standard 1 guidelines state, as an SSC may recommend an ABC that differs from the result of the ABC control rule calculation based on factors such as data uncertainty, recruitment variability, declining trends in population variables, and other factors, but must provide an explanation for the deviation. There is uncertainty in the Plan B smooth method with missing survey values and questions about performance of the approach for stock at low abundance, i.e. potential for large changes in the catch multiplier with variable survey indices. The ABC of 904 for fishing year 2023 and 2024 is a bridge to the Atlantic Cod Research Track Assessment. It aims at maintaining constant advice for consistency and stability until the research track is completed. This option reduces but does not eliminate the adverse economic impacts of the lower ABC of 754 considered by the SSC in 2021.
Mr. Salerno, anything additional?
No, not at this time.
Okay, discussion on the motion from the council. Seeing none, anyone from the public? Ms. Lorenz.
Thanks, Mr. Chair. Allison Lawrence with Conservation Law Foundation. CLF opposes this motion. At the Groundfish Committee meeting recently, I quoted from the SSC minority report, and I'd like to do so again here. I think it's important to note that this was not an SSC consensus motion at that time. So from the SSC minority report, quote, overall, it's difficult to understand how the SSC can justify increasing the harvest on a depleted stock that has failed to rebuild under the current rebuilding plan, is at historically low abundance levels, shows no sign of increased recruitment, and is struggling to persist under low productivity environmental conditions, end quote. So I just wanted to echo those concerns. CLF shares the same concerns as SSC minority report and strongly believes that the George Mancott ABC should not be increased. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Lorenz. Ms. O'Dell?
Hello, hi. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Jackie O'Dell, Northeast Seafood Coalition. We wanted to speak in support of this motion. The SSC report is pretty clear on why it chose this number and its rationale for doing so. Listening to the rationale provided by Ms. Eitri, we don't have it in front of us, but from what I believe I heard her say is that this is a reduction of 48%, as also noted in the SSC report, from the 2021 catch. We were told last year that there was, in approving the 1 year ABC that there was an intent to go back and have it be revisited with additional information. The stock does not have a stock assessment that or model that has been approved. There aren't any reference points, and this is a number that is, hopefully going to help the fishery in a form of a quasi bridge plan again until the stock assessment is completed and the research is completed on George Mancott. I mean, the scientific uncertainty would the plan be smooth? is very, very, very similar to concerns that were raised all morning on monkfish. And those issues of Plan B Smooth were discussed a year ago, and that scientific uncertainty was the concern which drove the recommendation at that time by the SSC for phased. But this is something that's different at this point. This is, under the purview of the SSC to come forward with a revised catch recommendation, and we believe that the 904 is what the council should approve. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. O'Dell. Anyone else in the room, in the public? Seeing none. Mr. Blount.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Speaking as chairman of the RAP would oppose this motion after hearing from the service on the consequences if this was not approved, what would happen to the fishery. The RAP did not choose this option and would speak to oppose it. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Blount. Anyone else from the public? Back to the council. Any further discussion on the motion on the board? Mr. Pentney.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. I'm struggling with the motion. It's not unexpected, but as we noted in the letter that we sent last month, we have a lot of concerns as to whether the 904 can be supported based on the information that we heard from the SSC. And I know there was a lot of questions back in September of the SSC's rationale. And, one of the things that I keep coming back to is the 904 originally came up as part of a step-down approach that would have provided 904 metric tons in 2023, stepping down to 754 in 2024. That was not adopted by majority of the SSC 2 years ago. And then in the SSC's reconsideration for this year, The step down from 904 to 754 seems to have fallen off. So, I remain concerned about this, whether this can be approved. not definitively saying it can't, but just have some concerns and want to make sure that that's that the council is aware that, that we remain concerned. And you know, the rationale that, that Ms. Etrie cited in the document, I don't know that it fully addresses all of the issues and concerns that we raised in our letter last month. So we'll have to study that before we can make a final decision. I'm probably going to oppose the motion just because I have those concerns, but that doesn't, that's not indicative of our final decision if this were to move forward. Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Penny. Ms. Etrie.
Thanks. I was just trying to unmute myself as well. Just again to restate, the 904 is the average of the 2020 calendar year Georgia's Bank COD from the 2021 stock assessment and the 2021 SSC catch advice, representing a linear decrease in catch levels. I understand the RA is referring to last year's discussion, but just want to reiterate what it is from this year's discussion. I also just want to take a quick moment in some reference to the minority report just before we go to vote. You know, I expressed some concerns during our September council meeting about how the minority report characterized the track team GC process. I have yet to see any type of correction in the report to that. I also think it's really important to highlight for the record, the minority report made an assertion that increasing the ABC would increase targeting of Georgia's Bank COD, which is actually not really reflective of the sector system or how the fishery is operating. This is still going to be a severe reduction for the fishery. Increasing, looking at the ABC of 904 creates a little bit of buffer for folks to continue targeting other stocks such as haddock. It is not any type of great increase that's going to establish some dynamic where folks are targeting cod. So, you know, just as it relates to what we got from the minority report and some of the concerns, I just wanted to restate those for the record, because I think it's important to appropriately characterize the fishery when you're going to assume what they will do with any type of ABC. Thanks.
Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have a couple questions with respect to the motion. The first one is actually to the agency's letter that they sent regarding concerns about the 904 number, and I guess it's unclear to me. My understanding from that letter was not that the agency could not or would not approve the 904 number. It's just that they were looking for additional rationale from the SSC on the selection of it, and I'm just a little bit of a loss as far as what the where in the process or how would the SSC be able to provide that additional rationale between now and when it's sent to the agency, assuming we move forward with this motion. Is there a process in place for them to provide additional rationale?
Mr. Nace.
Well, no, but I think if we go back and look at the letter, what the letter said is it's up to the council to provide the rationale. It's the council that submits it, the document. So, you know, whether we consult with the SSC to do that first or whether we develop the rationale, we need to try and develop the rationale. There is no process where we can go back to the SSC and flesh that out and get the document in time. That would take another SSC meeting.
My other question was, given the concerns that were raised about approvability, I'm just curious, what happens if this ABC is not approved by the agency? What are we left with for catch advice for next year?
Does anybody want to address that? Mr. Penny?
So maybe, yeah, I mean, a couple things. I actually put my hand up because for sort of for a point of order, which is I understand there's two other committee motions that haven't come forward yet, both of which would recommend alternatives to be added to the document, not necessarily as recommendations, committee recommendations for a preferred alternative. And I'm just trying to understand process-wise, this motion that's before us right now selects the preferred alternative, but we haven't heard from the committee on two other alternatives to be added to the document. Seems like we should add the alternatives first and then select a preferred alternative.
Okay. Jamie's got the answer.
And then, so once I hear, answer Mr. Smith's question.
Okay.
The 904 was added by default because that's the SSC's recommendation. The committee at its most recent two meetings has added two different alternatives, 754 and 829 or 827. Those are all in the document, and they're all in front of the council today. They're all analyzed, so they don't need to be added in, but the council does need to weigh in of those three or something within that range that it prefers to send to the service.
Mr. Penny?
Yeah. So that's exactly, I think, the answer to Mr. Smith's question, which is now that we've confirmed those other two alternatives are in the document, should we find ourselves having a disapproved 904, we could look to one of those other two alternatives for 2023.
Okay, thank you. All right, any other council members to the motion on the board? I have Mr. Pierdenock and then Mr. Belavance.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to add that your typical recreational angler or from the for-hire community, when fishing for Georgia's Bank and Southern Georgia's Bank, typically targeting black sea bass, scup, and summer flounder. And cod is a bycatch that's encountered while you're out there. What's changed over time is they're more spread out throughout. The biomass is there, but they're not in congregations like we saw in the past. So they're not targeted as a cod bycatch. They're not targeted as cod. They're a bycatch of targeting those other species. I just add, this is just another example of a species that is arriving sooner, leaving later, and then found in locations where we have not historically found them in the past. Thank you.
Mr. Belavance.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So I have a question. I think it's probably going to be for Jamie. I'm struggling to find the information that I need here. If I remember right, the minority part from last year had that step-down approach to the ABCs. The first year was something higher than 904. I think it was like 1,200 or something. I don't remember the numbers, and I can't find them. But I'm wondering, because of Mr. Pentney's response to the final year being in that step-down approach being 754, what the difference would be since we actually chose 754 for 2022 and not the higher number that was proposed in the step-down approach, if at the end we don't get to the same place. When you add up the 3 years of the step-down approach and then you add in the lower first year that we set last year and then the two 904s, does that add up to something similar? I'm struggling to find that document, so maybe Jamie has it.
Jamie.
The step-down approach goes from the 2020 calendar year catch, which was 53, in a linear decline to what was coming out of the stock assessment modified for missing surveys, which was 754. The midpoint is the 904. So if you took those three numbers and you average them, you get 904. If the step-down approach was put in place, it would have led overall to additional quota of, let's say you had 754, 904, 904. Okay, you take that difference of that versus 1,053, 904, 754, it's about 300 metric tons. It would have been higher if that was, is that your question? That if that one would have gone through?
Which one would have been higher?
The minority reports last year.
Then if we were to have 750, 904.
If we would have started high last year and then gone down low to where the fishery is right now,
Okay.
It would have led to a much higher quota over the three-year period.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Okay. Any other discussion from the council? The motion on the board? Anyone from the public? Seeing none, back to the council. Is there any opposition to the motion? Okay, call the roll, please.
Council members, please read the motion on the board, listen to your name, and answer yes, no, or abstain. I'm going to start at the bottom. Mr. Whelan.
Yes.
Mr. Tracy.
Yes.
Mr. Smith.
No.
Ms. Griffin.
Yes.
Mr. Pentney.
No.
Mr. Pierdnock.
Yes.
Mr. Papalardo.
Yes.
Mr. Olszewski.
Yes.
Ms. Ware.
Yes.
Mr. Salerno.
Yes.
Ms. Patterson.
Yes.
Mr. Hansen.
Yes.
Ms. Itri.
Yes.
Ms. Braun.
Yes.
Mr. Bellavance.
Yes.
Mr. Alexander.
Yes.
Mr. Gates.
Yes.
Motion carries. 15 yeses, 2 noes. No abstentions.
Mr. Bellavance.
Okay, so that actually concludes our three stocks that we needed to set the actual specs for. And then the last portion under this part of the document is the recreational target for Georges Bank COD. And there is a motion from the committee. Oh, sorry, Jamie, I forgot. Yep. So Jamie's going to go through her presentation to explain the different alternatives, and then I'll bring up the motion with your permission, Mr. Chair.
Thanks for just catching up here as we switch over. Thank you. So in this section, the committee has developed 4 different options in addition to no action. And you may recall last year that under Framework 63, you put in a temporary provision that allows the regional administrator to adjust recreational measures for Georges Bank COD within your catch target, to stay under it. And so that's already in place, but we don't have a catch target for the next 2 years. Now you have put forward the 904 ABC. So the question is, what do you want for the Georges Bank COD catch target? I'll walk through the different approaches. On the far right side, we prepared options under the different ABCs considered. You're going to be looking in the middle column now because that was the council's recommendation on the 904, so you should focus there. Under no action, we wouldn't have a catch target. We would just use our subcomponent analysis. And the 3-year average catch in the state and other waters is 230 metric tons. So that's the largest of them. Under the maintain the status quo approach, right now in this fishing year, the catch target is 75 metric tons. So that would be brought forward for the next 2 years. Under the third option, it's based on recent catches in the fishery, and that one is again based on the 3-year average and then adjusted, most recent 3-year average adjusted for the incoming US ABC. So that's a 92 metric tons if you're looking on the right side table. The fourth option was using the most recent 3-year percent of catch that the recreational fishery catches relative to U.S. catch, which is 30.7, and applying that to the U.S. ABC. And that is the highest of options 2 through 5 at 159. And the last one, it fine-tunes the 75 metric ton catch target we have now with still taking a reduction from recent catches and realizing the U.S. ABC, and that's 113 metric tons. So that's the range, and your task is to select from those various options. Just a little bit about what's going on this year in the commercial fishery. When we looked at this information through November 8th, we see that catch is around 42 metric tons, about 17% of the commercial sub-ACL. And also looking at the recreational fishery, we see already, and this is actually data through Wave 3 and Wave 4, which goes through the end of August, not November 8th. The catch of Georges Bank cod in the recreational fishery is already over the catch target, and so there's still more of the year to go. At the time, the preliminary in-season estimate was 83 metric tons out of a 75 metric ton catch target. This has been partially explained by the delay in implementation of those measures that were put forward by the council, which were intended to be in place by May 1st and were in place July 15th. The Recreational Advisory Panel recommends option 4. This is the one that's based on the percentage of U.S. fishery catches. The second part of their motion was because they were recommending a 754 ABC, but overall they were looking at the method and they just wanted to show what that evaluation would be under 754. And the Groundfish Advisory Panel, they did actually have a quorum at this point in their meeting, and they were able to make a recommendation of option 3, which is based on recent catches. They felt like this would lead to a catch target of 92 metric tons. They went on a little further to say they, whatever was selected, the catch target should be at least 75, which is the current catch target. It's very brief. We can answer any questions you have about the approach. The lower the catch target, the more fish are available for the commercial fishery, but that could lead to a risk of an overage in a future year if that catch target doesn't cover what you actually think the fishery may catch, the recreational fishery may catch. In the next section, you're going to dig into what happens with the accountability measures for commercial fishery when vessels outside of the allocated fishery exceed the ACL or cause an overage, but here you're just trying to prevent that situation from happening. And I can pause and take any questions. I know we have a committee motion as well.
Okay, any questions from the council? Seeing none from the audience. Seeing none, Mr. Bellavance.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I do have a motion from the committee. And as soon as it comes up here, I'll read that. I move on behalf of the committee that the council select as preferred under section 4.2 action 2 revised specifications alternative 3 recreational catch target for Georges Bank cod, option 5 revised recreational Georges Bank cod catch target based on a reduction of recent catches.
Okay, it's a committee motion, does not need a second. Mr. Bellavance, any rationale, anything else?
So we had a long discussion and it went kind of back and forth, and as I've been thinking about it over the week, I would actually like to move to substitute this motion to see what the council thinks. So I move to substitute that the council select as preferred alternative under section 4.2 action 2 revised specifications alternative 3 recreational catch target for Georges Bank cod, option 4 revised recreational Georges Bank cod catch target based on recent percentage of U.S. fisheries catches. If I get a second, I'll provide my rationale and we can have a discussion.
Okay, the motion needs a second. Anyone want to second this motion? Mr. Pierdenock. Mr. Bellavance.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So to start out with, I'm just going to go back a little bit in time, actually, to this room in 2019 when we first selected a recreational target for the Georges Bank cod stock. That was 138 metric tons. And at that time, that target was based on old MREP data and when we had availability of new data. And even the regional administrator commented at that time that we were potentially setting up the recreational fishery for failure, and it was similar to setting a target with pounds and then holding them accountable in kilograms. So moving a little bit further, the next card target that we set was 75 metric tons, and that was a process where we had a percentage of catch, recent catch, and then that was considered a little low, so we added a buffer in there and then rounded up to 75 metric tons. That got approved, and then we worked it back to develop whatever percentage that was based on the new ABC, which was, I think, 54% reduction. So the point of me bringing that up is that I just believe that we need a more sound methodology for setting the recreational catch target that we can look to in the future instead of these ad hoc procedures that we've been using in the past. And this is a good bridge to get us through until we figure out what all the different stocks are. Once we have those stocks defined, whatever they might be, some may need to be allocated, and some may need to have their current allocation revisited. Some may not need an allocation at all. But this process that I'm selecting here, I believe, is a sound process for thinking about those allocations in the future. It accounts more accurately for the recent trends in both fisheries. The commercial fishery hasn't reached their ABC in many years now, and they're actually right around half of their quota, where the recreational fishery is catching more than the target in recent years. And we've taken a lot of steps to try to ratchet that catch down. When I first started on this council, there was no possession limit for codfish, Georgia Bank codfish. And then we implemented a 10 fish bag limit. That's now down to 5. We had a 21-inch size limit. Now that's a slot of only a 6-inch window. And we have 3 months of a closed season where before it was a year-round. So we have done a lot to work to slow that catch down to a lower number than it was. I think that there's risk that if we don't set a proper cod catch target, that the recreational fishery will exceed that. And we have unrealistic expectations. And then that overage, if it creates an ABC overage, will be penalized to the commercial fishery at the end anyway. So I think it's smart business to try to, you know, figure out a realistic catch target. And this is my opinion. I believe that alternative 4 is the way to get there. Thank you for your time.
Okay, well, your motion is alternative 3. Sorry. Mr. Pierdenock, any additional rationale?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think Rick did a great job there providing the lines of evidence to justify this option. I would only add that the RAP also recommended this option. Thank you.
Okay, very good. So we have underlying motion and a motion to substitute. So let's go to the underlying motion and perfect that before we move to the substitute. Ms. Etri, you want to perfect the underlying motion?
No, I support the committee motion. I think it's perfected fine. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else to the underlying motion? Anyone from the audience? Back to the council. Okay, let's address the motion to substitute. Anyone like to perfect the motion to substitute? Seeing none. Anybody from the public? Mr. Salerno, is your hand up? Okay, go ahead, Dan.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm going to have trouble accepting this motion to substitute. I'm struggling with the rationale that Committee Chairman Bell Vance put up here. Yes, the groundfish industry catch has been going down, but you also need to understand that the groundfish sub-ACLs have been going down, so therefore our catch overall is going down. I do look at the recreational fishery that you're taking a 3-year average based on 19, 20, and 21. 2 out of those 3 years, you not just exceeded your target, you blew by your target and kept going almost to twice the target. And I appreciate the recreational measures that we currently now actually have in place. Hopefully we'll restrain that catch, but there again, just I don't see how just giving you more in this process is going to restrain you any way, shape, or form. I'm just a little concerned that you guys are just not you guys, sorry, I'm trying to take the personal component out of it, that the recreational fishery just really has no way, shape, or form of controlling themselves, and that this target is just a play number now. And what's going to happen next year when you exceed the what was the potential number right now, whatever the number is, you're just going to exceed it again, and you're just going to ask for more. So I'm concerned with the approach of just rewarding catch based on you guys are going up, ground fish industry is being restricted, and you just want to keep using that percentage. So I will have to vote no on this motion to substitute. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Salerno. I'm going to go to the public. I have Ms. O'Dell and then Mr. Blount, and then I'll bring it back to the council. This is to the motion to substitute now, please.
Okay. I'm going to so not the underlying motion, but the motion to substitute. Is that correct? Yes. So I'm going to speak against the motion to substitute. I also have concerns that the years that are being selected are years where the catch was assumed to be very high and was well over the target. But aside from just being over the target, it was, you know, exceeded levels and are at a point where it's not necessarily reflective of what we're considering in terms of the new stock assessment and recommendation for biomass estimates. So we do not support this motion, and I just really want to reiterate that this is the exact reason why we really need to create a sub-ACL for George's Bend Cod for the recreational fishery, and look forward to continuing to work within that process, because you know, we've been doing this for many years now, and you know, Amendment 16 says an sub-ACL could be created if there was the catch was over 5%. Now we're looking at 20, 30, 40% of the total catch. And we do this formula every year, and it needs to stop. We need a sub-ACL. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. O'Dell. Mr. Blount.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Chairman Belovitz was correct. The number that was chosen was based on the wrong information way back. The catch target back then, if you use the new number, should have been 406 tons, reduced by what was needed to be reduced at the time, would have been 276 tons. Had that taken place, the recreational would not have exceeded their target, or in 1 year it would have been very small, and in the other years it would have been less. He's correct in what the regional administrator said, that we were setting the recreational fishery up for failure. At the time, many commercial fishermen came to the microphone, and most of those around the table said that the commercial fishermen would like to take the fish up front at the risk of having to pay it back. We had several council members, including state directors, that were concerned about using short periods of time for coming up with the allocation and the variability of the data. In the past 5 years, if you use an average, the commercial has caught 53% of their allocation. If you use the past 3 years, it's 38%. We heard this year that it may be much less. We definitely need a methodology that doesn't change every year. And my question is, if you look at the National Marine Fisheries Service policy, which is 01119, which is the fisheries allocation review policy, is it time to look at just that? One of the examples is if there's a significant change in landings, increase or decrease greater than 1 or 2 standard deviations in a 3-year period. The catch has changed greatly. On the commercial side, it's reducing. The recreational catch is not increasing. It's the variability in the data. We have put the measures in place. Unfortunately, they were not in place this time this year. But my question is it time to look at the sector allocation when it has significantly changed and the sectors are not catching their allocation? So when do we look at that? With that, I would support the motion on that Mr. Relevance put up. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Blount. Back to the council. I have Ms. Etri, then Ms. Ware.
Thank you. I can't support the motion to substitute. I regretfully feel as if the discussion that's being had is not about creating a methodology, but about creating a situation where we are positioning the recreational fishery for an allocation discussion at the expense of acknowledging that we currently have ABC for Georgia's Bank cod that has been severely constraining the fishery. So we're trying to position ourselves where one segment of the fishery has been severely constrained because of decreasing ABCs, both for Georgia's Bank cod and other stocks that severely limit their ability to go fishing. And now we are having a motion to substitute that's put up that from both the maker of the motion and some of the speakers in support of the motion seems to be more geared towards a future allocation discussion. I think we have acknowledged the need to have that discussion, and that's what the allocation white paper is about. And I hope that we continue to have that discussion. But I can't support this motion at 7 o'clock at night. It would result in a catch target of 159 that's completely removed from whatever the final ABC is for Georgia's Bank cod. The underlying motion, however, is fair and equitable to both fisheries because it is tied to the decrease of Georgia's Bank cod. And depending on what ends up being approved by the agency, we both rise together or we both sink together. I hate to use that wording, but that's what it is. The committee motion is fair and equitable, and it's not creating a situation where we're basically penalizing the commercial fishery for following the rules and constraining their catch because an ABC is constraining.
Ms. Ware, then Ms. Patterson.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm inclined to support the underlying motion. As Libby mentioned, I think the underlying motion is the most equitable. It's looking at a change from 2022 to 2023. I also think the underlying motion is more resilient to whatever the Georgia's Bank cod ABC may be, should the agency in the end implement a 754 metric ton ABC and the substitute pass, the Georgia's Bank cod rec